Let us suppose that, for the purpose of making a first acquaintance with this office, we are coming into it from the hall, through the door which is now locked, but which, for our special convenience, has been magically unlocked for us. As we stand just inside the door, the length of the room runs right and left, or more accurately, to the right only, for the left-hand wall is almost within our reach. Immediately opposite to us, across the breadth of the room, some 15 feet, is that other door by which Cayley went out and returned a few minutes ago. In the right-hand wall, 30 feet away from us, are the French windows. Crossing the room and going out by the opposite door, we come into a passage, from which two rooms lead. The one on the right, into which Cayley went, is less than half the length of the office. A small, square room, which has evidently been used at some time or other as a bedroom. The bed is no longer there, but there is a basin, with hot and cold taps, in a corner. Chairs, a cupboard or two, and a chest of drawers. The window faces the same way as the French windows in the next room, but anybody looking out of the bedroom window has his view on the immediate right, shut off by the outer wall of the office, which projects, by reason of its greater length, 15 feet further into the lawn.